Proclamation number 8974 of 12th of May, 1965. Faith and love leads to union with God. The knowledge of the process of the outpouring of the Spirit. That you are guided by me, you should obviously recognize when you see the many threads, which I tie on, as not starting from yourselves, because I know the hearts, which you still are to address and truly leave none out. But I need you as mediators, because I myself can address man in the rarest cases, especially then, when the process of the work of my Spirit is still unknown to them, that they do not take the way to me, to now also be able to be addressed by me directly. If people knew about this process, then it would be easier to convey the truth to them, but precisely because of this my adversary has extinguished all light, he has spread darkness about the outpouring of my Spirit, which is increasingly more difficult to break through the closer it gets to the end. And yet, I can still work on individuals who ignited love in themselves and thus awakened their Spirit of their own accord, and to whom I can therefore impart the truth by you. And I will still let you find the connection with such who earnestly desire truth, and you always just need to serve me in loyalty and conscientiousness, and every connection will again have an effect, because who once possesses truth, he will also testify to it, because that is the power of my word, that it urges to untiring work for me and my kingdom, and I want to bless every servant's work, he still does it for me. Alone know to whom you are still to bring truth. Alone know the hearts, which are open for it, and truly, I will withhold truth from no one, who earnestly desires it. And you, who receive my word directly, you are to only let yourselves be guided by your feeling, which stimulates you inwardly, to offer exactly that to your fellow men, what is valuable for them, about which they ask themselves questions, which I answer for them through you. You should only ever ask me to guide your thoughts correctly, and then, believing in my support, comply with your inner urge, for this is my voice which you therefore must not ignore. My blessing will always rest on your work for me and my kingdom, because nothing equals it in importance. It is a matter of carrying pure truth out into the world, which I alone can turn to you, and which nevertheless should be examined by all men for its outcome, but which only reaches the ear of few, who desire nothing else than to stand in pure truth, and which I therefore lead you into the way and let them find access to you, so that I myself can speak to them and also know that I am heard. Amen.